This recording, Kentucky 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arc with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I guess you could say I was raised as a farm boy. I grew up on a farm, small rural area. I guess my closest friends were a mile away. Did have a couple of friends, though. I saw some as a child. Every now and then they would come over. Mainly I remember feeding the pigs, getting hay, cutting wood, feeding the chickens, getting the chicken eggs every day. I hated that. Chickens that always went up. Peck you when he was trying to get the eggs. I didn't like that, especially if they were setting to raise the little chickens. You would have a whole pile of eggs under a hen, and she wouldn't want you to touch them. And then slopping the pigs, of course, that was always bad. We used to go to the closest elementary school, and after all the kids' meals that ate that day, they would put all the food into buckets for us, and they'd bring these 5-gallon buckets out to the farm, and I would feed them to the pigs at night. Then the horses. I remember the horses a lot. I really loved horses. They were really great. Horses were almost like people. If you had them to go do whatever their chore was, a time or two, they could do it by themselves. Mainly I remember when we was cutting cedar logs. We used to cut these logs, and I would hook up the horses. You would have a double tree. That's what it's called. So you can hook two horses together. Then they would go to one chain to pull the logs. I used to ride on this double tree. It reminded me like I was in a chariot or something. I felt like I was in the ancient times, riding in a chariot out through the woods. It felt really great. Then, like I said, the horses were so smart that after a few trips, they could go for a half mile or mile on their own, and you just had to have one person to hook them up on one end where the trees were, and the other at the other end where the wagon was, and the horses would do all the work for you. They would just go back and forth. All you had to do was hook them up, and then no one would have to be with them. They were really smart. We had a horse called Joe, Old Joe we called him, and Roni. I think Old Joe had probably been hurt before we got him, because he was really scared when we first got him, and if you rattled wire around him, he would jump and stuff, and we felt like someone had probably beat him with barbed wire. But he grew out of that, and he became our best horse, but he still was destined to die. He got shot. Some people were visiting a neighbor of ours one day, this guy that had just gotten out of prison, and he got a gun and shot our horse and just shot him and killed him. And that was the end of Joe, and this was a really great horse. And then, what else was there on the farm? The farm was just full of a lot of good things, though. Well, that's the sad thing, but the good things way outweighed the sad things that happened. We go hunting at night and spend all night hunting, and then the dogs would get lost, and they would spend most of the time, the hunting would be hunting the dogs, the no-good dogs, of course. The good dogs always would come back every night, but the no-good dogs would be hunting raccoon, but they would decide they want to chase a deer, and deers run really fast, so your dog goes miles away in one night, so you're like looking for 3 or 4 days at a time to try and find your dog. And that was mostly what hunting turned into, be hunting the dogs instead of hunting the animals. And then back to the pigs. The pigs were nasty, like I said, but they had the best meat. You know, we fresh killed our farm animals, the chickens and the pigs. And the pigs, I was always the one who wound up doing the killing. And I would shoot them. But the way you shoot them, you make a cross between their ears and their eyes. And right in the center point is where you shoot. That way the pig, there's no pain. It just goes down. It shot it right in the brain and it's dead. And then we would hang them up and gut them and then scald them in these big pans. And I know it all sounds horrid to whoever may be listening to this, but it is the way it's really done. And I don't do it anymore. I go to the store and buy my food now. But I remember the last thing I ever killed was a rabbit, because that was a really great shot. I was really good with a rifle. And my brother, he knew I didn't want to hunt anymore, so he bet me one day that I couldn't shoot this rabbit. It's like 150 yards away. Of course, I hit it, killed it, just fell over. That's the last animal I ever killed. It's like, I don't want to kill animals no more. Even though it was so much of my existence and our food, we weren't just hunting animals for trophies. We ate them. You know, this was real existence. But I just didn't want to do it no more. It's like, I would rather find some way to make the money and buy it at the store and not have to go through the killing as opposed to killing your own animals. And even though the meat, I believe, is better, it's more fresh and it does have a lot better taste, I would rather go to the store now.